Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We honor you. We bless you. You are good. You are kind. We honor you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We exhort you. Thank you, Father. Lord, we worship you. We lift up our voice. We exalt your name, for you are God and you are God forevermore. Thank you for your grace over us, for your love that cannot be compared. We honor you. We bow before you, O Lord. We exalt your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Father, we exalt your name. We call you faithful. You are a righteous God. We bow before you. We lay our crown and we worship you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, we honor you. And Father, this morning, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 9th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Thank him for his grace over your life. Honor him, for his mercy endures forever. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare the blessings of the Lord upon me as I step out today. I declare that the blessings of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon my storehouse. The Lord bless me. The Lord release his blessing upon the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever I lay my hands upon, even though dead, will come alive. In the name of Jesus, today I enjoy the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I release the voice of the Lord upon my day. In the name of Jesus, every enemy surrounding my resources, I command you to scatter. In the name of Jesus, I declare my life, you align with the provision of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, evil pattern is broken in my life. In the name of Jesus, any form of evil that is lined into the day, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel every demonic shadow, every demonic alignment in my day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. This day, in the name of Jesus, you will deliver a pleasant surprise for me. You will deliver pleasant surprises for me. In the name of Jesus, barrier of delay is broken in my day. In the name of Jesus, every form of spiritual traffic, demonic traffic, is removed from my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the favor of the Lord manifest in my day, manifest upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I take over this day and I command every wicked voice that is being released into this day, I silence you in the name of Jesus. Voices that speaks evil concerning me, I condemn you, I silence you in the name of Jesus. Every mouth that speaks evil continually concerning me, concerning my life, I condemn your words. I say your word betray you and begin to follow you in the name of Jesus. As for me, I release the voice of the Lord, that the voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, this day you align with my prophetic destiny, with my prophetic provision. In the name of Jesus, this day all that is in you work together in my favor. All that is in you work together for my blessing. I speak to the system of this day, structures, system, policy of this day, you will favor me in the name of Jesus. The scripture says fire goes before the Lord and consume his enemy. I release the fire of the Lord to go before me and consume the enemy of his grace around about me. In the name of Jesus, delay is removed out of my life. In the name of Jesus, my door of blessing is continually open. My gate of blessing is continually open. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the cross of Calvary and I declare today, I am exempted from any form of evil that flows in the day. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. I declare by the word of the Lord, for the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I receive angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, who I declare by the word of the Lord, his word says concerning me, the Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my shade. in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my protector in the name of Jesus. I reverse evil word that has been pronounced over my day. I reverse you in the name of Jesus. Evil confession over my daily activity. I reverse you. I speak the word of favor. I speak the word of peace. I speak the word of joy over my day. My labor is replaced with favor in the name of Jesus. I will not labor in vain. Whatever I lay my hand upon becomes a blessing. I speak to my day. Lines are falling onto me in pleasant places, in favorable portion. My portion this day is blessing. My heritage is joy. The Lord anoints me with the oil of gladness. The Lord prepare his table, the table of provision for me today in the presence of my enemy. The Lord anoints my head with oil. The Lord fill my cup with wine, the wine of joy, so much more that my cup runs over. Oh, I reverse every evil word that has been released concerning my day. I reverse you. I cancel every demonic exchange from the mouth of men, demonic words that proceed from the mouth of men, demonic exchange from the dream into the physical. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I cancel every form of evil. You will not stand over me in the name of Jesus. I speak to the system of this day. You work together for my blessing in the name of Jesus. I speak this day. I declare this day the mercy of the Lord work for me. I enjoy the feast of his mercy in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. The mercy of the Lord usher me into my set time of favor in the name of Jesus. I declare that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Every evil appointment in this day, you are canceled. Every appointment with death, appointment with sickness, appointment with accident is canceled over me. Appointment with tragedy is canceled by the blood of Jesus. I am established in his grace. I am established by his mercy in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want us to lift up our voice. I want you to speak to the Lord concerning this nation. Declare the mercy of the Lord. Lift up your voice and ask for mercy. Ask for the mercy of the Lord over this nation. That the Lord will quench the thirst of vengeance on this nation. That the blood of Jesus will speak better things concerning Nigeria. That the Lord will have mercy upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord, arise and have mercy upon this nation in the name of Jesus. We ask for your mercy. We ask for mercy, O Lord. Father, arise and plead your cause, O Lord. Lord, deliver the soul of the righteous. Deliver our soul, O Lord, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Father, deliver not our soul unto the devices of the wicked. Deliver not Nigeria to the devices of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of your people, O Lord. Lord, we call upon you that you will have respect on the covenant of your blood. Have respect on your covenant, O Lord, for the dark places of this earth. Dark places of this nation are full of habitation of the cruelty. Father, arise concerning Nigeria. Show us mercy, Lord. Oh, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Arise, O God, and plead your own cause. Remember, O Lord, how they have gathered against you, our God, how they are gathering against your gospel, how they are blaspheming against the name of the Lord. Lord, arise and scatter them. Lord, plead the cause of the righteous. Defend, O Lord, your people. Lord, scatter the gathering of evil. In the name of Jesus, Lord, disappoint the devices of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O Lord. Lord, have respect for your covenant upon your people. For the dark places of this earth is full of the habitation of cruelty. Arise and show us mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for this nation that your mercy will speak for us in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me quickly announce to us by the grace of God that our Ebenezer Praise Program is going to hold on the 18th of December 2025 by the grace of God at the same venue at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University right behind Tafo Arena at Jokodo Junction along Songo Eleyele Road. I am inviting you to come and bless the name of the Lord. The Lord your helper. The Lord that has helped you from January 2025 to the end of this year 2025 and committing yourself unto the hand of the Lord. Ebenezer, our Lord, our helper, that will be our help, our refuge in the year 2026. Come, let us rejoice and trust our life into the hand of the Lord for a better 2026. By the grace of God, the Lord has prepared two wonderful ministers. They are going to minister to us. They are going to lead us to the presence of God in praising Him. I'm going to be there. I'm going to minister to you as well. By the grace of God, Minister Opeyemi Miracle is going to be there. Minister Tomilola Adiribigbe is going to be there. They are going to lead us to the presence of God. Come and rejoice in the presence of the Lord. The Lord bless you. Remember the venue and remember the time has always been 12 noon. We start exactly 12 noon. The Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I want us to look at the scripture for today. Our anchor scripture for the month of December is in the book of Psalm 23 from verse 1 to verse 6. I know many of us, we have committed it to our heart, and I want you to recite it every day because the Lord God is your shepherd. And from that, we are going to read the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 31. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because He is the Lord that makes me to lie down in green pastures, is the one that leads me behind the still waters, is the one that restores my soul, is the one that has given blessing unto me. Now, the scripture says that even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I want you to put this Romans chapter 8 verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, as far as the Lord is with you, who can be against you? One of the unquestionable tasks that a good shepherd takes up every day is the welfare, the protection and guidance of the flock. He takes care and makes sure that the flock is in good shape. The good shepherd will always guide the flock, even at the expense of his own life. He will protect every member of the flock at all costs. At all costs. Even when it cost Jesus his life when he was this on this earth, he died for us. And that is why we can boldly say, as it is recorded in the scripture, what shall we then say to these things? Even in the face of troubles and trials and tribulations of this world, we can boldly say to this, that if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for me, this is a question. If God be for you, who can be against you? Oh, Deuteronomy chapter 38 verse 1, and the Lord is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. See, this is a word for you this morning as you go. I don't know what you are going through today. Maybe you are going through your season of the valley of the shadow of death, a season where your heart keeps doubting the presence of God with you, a season where you are not even sure if God has answered your prayer. This is the word of the Lord. What then can we say to these things? If God, your shepherd, is for you, who can stand against you? The Lord is with you. No man can stand against you. They can only try. If God be for me, no man can stand against me. Nothing can stand against me. They can surely try. They will gather, they will rise, but they will be quenched like fire. They will gather and rise up, they will raise up their ugly head. They will come like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will raise standard against them. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 15. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Behold, they will gather, but not by me. Their gathering is for them to fall. Hold on unto this word. Know this for sure. Please, beloved, know this like you know your name, that if the Lord my God be for me, no man, no power can stand against me. He is my shepherd. He is my defender, my Lord, my Savior, my protector. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for me, who will stand against me? I want you to step out with this assurance from the word of the Lord. The Lord is with you. You are never alone. Whatever your experience of life is presently, trust in the Lord. He is with you. He will see you through. Ask for his mercy. Pray that his joy will fill your heart. Right now, that the peace of the Lord be shared abroad in your heart. He said, he leads me in the path of his righteousness for his name's sake. Ask for the direction of the Holy Spirit as you go through this season, that the Spirit of the Lord will be with you. The scripture says that the Lord makes you to lie down in green pastures. He will lead you to where the pasture is green. He restores your soul. He leads you in the path of his righteousness for his name's sake. The Lord is with you, beloved. I can tell you that this season that you are going through will be over, and you will come out victorious. This season you are going through will be over, and you will come out victorious. Be sure of this thing. If God is for you, no man can stand against you. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I want to remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Our Lord and Master is coming. Prepare for his coming. The Lord bless you. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.